practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dull, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather around the radio with the intent to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with others of like precious faith at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. Today, let's begin with a very encouraging song entitled, Jesus Lives.
Jesus lives, Jesus reigns, let the whole world celebrate. Victory, authority, Jesus lives.
Ring the bells of gladness, sing the songs of praise. Our Redeemer's risen, triumphant o'er the grave.
The tomb could not contain him, death has lost its sting. In resurrection power, he came forth the living King.
Jesus lives, Jesus reigns, let the whole world celebrate. Victory, authority, and glory are his. Sovereign Lord, all supreme, who rules in majesty. Hallelujah, we believe.
Jesus lives. Make the message known. Sin has been defeated, for Christ rolled back the stone. Taking darkness captive, he crushed the powers of hell. Our strong and mighty Savior is still God alive and well.
Jesus lives, Jesus reigns.
Authority and glory are his. Sovereign Lord, all supreme, who rose in majesty. Hallelujah, we believe.
You know, down through the years, I've had people say to me and basically ask me a question, how do you know that Christianity is the right religion? Well, my answer is one of many, but one of the basic ones I give is that I know that Christianity is the right religion because we serve a risen Savior. Jesus Christ is alive. You can go to the other religions of the world and you will find that even though they had a living founder, that living founder died. You see, you can follow Islam, but Muhammad is dead. You can follow Hinduism, but those who founded Hinduism are dead. And you can just take that right across the board. All other religions have dead founders, but Jesus Christ is alive and he is alive forevermore. Now, the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ came into this world to provide salvation for all of us. And truly, he did die on that cross. He bore our sin in his body on that cross. He paid the wage of sin for us, which is death. But then on the third day, he arose again triumphantly from the grave, and he lives forevermore as the eternal Son of God. And because of his resurrection, whosoever shall call upon his name shall be saved. And so we know that Christianity is the right religion, to use that term, simply because of the fact that Christianity is the only religion that has a risen Savior, a living God who we serve and follow, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I rejoice today that Jesus lives. My question to you, though, is do you know Christ? Have you called upon his name to ask him to save you? The Bible teaches us that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's Romans chapter 10 and verse 13, by the way. And to be saved means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Christ came forth out of that grave after he died on the cross, bearing your sin and my sin, so that when we trust him as our personal Savior, we will have the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. Please, if you've never done so, right now, wherever you might be this very moment, call upon the name of the Lord. Say something like this, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me, and he will. And if you make that your prayer, contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church. We have some information that we would love to send you that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. And so give us a call, write us a note, and say that you've trusted Christ as Savior, and we'll send this information your way. Our address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Or you can call us at 814-944-2894. There's no one there in the office right now, but when you call, you can give us a voice message and we'll get back to you. And again, that phone number is 814-944-2894. You can email us, and that email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And we'd love to hear from you, particularly if we can help you in your walk and relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father in heaven, as we come to you this morning, we thank you once again for the great privilege that it is to be able to be gathered around the radio. And we do so today not just to have a program to produce or to entertain people, but simply to worship you and to prepare our hearts to worship you along with others at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. But Father, I do pray that if there is any under the sound of my voice at this very moment who have not yet trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, that today, this moment, would be the day in which they would call upon your name and be saved. And I thank you that if they do so, that you'll fulfill your promise and give them the forgiveness of sins and new life in Christ. Father, I pray that you'll take the broadcast and use it for your honor and glory, that your intended purpose will be fulfilled, and we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now here's a piano solo with that great old hymn of the faith, Day by Day. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 3, and I would like to read with you verses 13 and 14. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, where the Word of God says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God from Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. And now before I deliver a message from 2 Timothy chapter 3, it'll be entitled, by the way, "The Value of God's Word." Let's listen to another tremendous song that, well, you might know the words, but it's a different rendition to the song, "'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus." I think that you'll enjoy this song.
"'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me 'neath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more, to trust Him more. From sin and self to sin.
Truly, the more we trust the Lord Jesus Christ, the more we're going to be able to see Him work in our lives. And we are living in a day and age in which we must learn to trust Jesus Christ more. When you turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3, you find in the first part of the chapter that the Apostle Paul is speaking concerning the condition of the last days. And the Bible teaches us that as we draw closer to the return of Christ, circumstances and people in the world will become more and more evil, will become worse and worse. We see that in verse 13 of 2 Timothy 3, where it says, "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." And so the question is, in light of the fact that as we draw closer to the return of Christ, that things will become worse and worse, what should we do? How can we equip ourselves to face the evil times that will even become more and more evil as we draw closer to the return of Christ? Well, the way we can prepare ourselves is to be in the Word of God and to understand the value of the Word of God and apply the Word of God to our lives. In verse 14 of 2 Timothy 3, Paul says that to overcome the evil things that we see all around us today, we must continue in the things that we've learned from the Word of God by godly teachers. If you've been taught the Word of God as a child, don't depart from it. In light of everything that's taking place in the world around you, get back into the Word of God. Believe the Word of God. Verse 14 of 2 Timothy 3 says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them." Now, Paul, in writing to Timothy, was speaking of the fact that Timothy's grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice taught him the things of the Word of God. Who taught you the Word of God as a youngster? My parents and my grandparents taught me the Word of God, and I'm glad that they did. If you were taught the Word of God as a young child, don't turn away from it today. Turn back to it if you have turned away from it, because only the Word of God is that which has the instruction and gives us the wisdom to live in the day and age in which we live. I want us to focus on the value of God's Word. And when we look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 15 through 17, we see three aspects of the value of God's Word that we need to take to heart. First of all, God's Word produces salvation. Look at verse 15. Paul, speaking to Timothy, says, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." It's the Word of God that brings those who are spiritually lost, and that includes all of us, to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you are saved today, you are saved because you heard the Word of God, and the Word of God was used by the Spirit of God in your life to convict you of your sin of unbelief, and as the result of that, you trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. And so the value of God's Word is that it produces salvation. That's why as Christians we must get out the Word of God. The more we get out the Word of God, the more we teach the Word of God, the more we are going to see souls come to Christ. And so God's Word is valuable because it produces salvation. The Bible says, "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." That's Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. Secondly, in this passage, we see that God's Word promotes sanctification. That's in verse 16 of 2 Timothy 3, when it says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." Yes, it's the Word of God that produces sanctification, and it does so because the Word of God is divinely inspired. You see it right there in the first part of verse 16. All Scripture, that is from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22:21, is given by inspiration. That means it is God-breathed. When we pick up the Bible to read it, we're not just reading the words of Paul or Peter or John or Moses or David or Isaiah or Jeremiah. We are reading the words of God that He put into the heart and the mind of the human writer, the human writers, to put down on paper so that we might be able to read the Word of God and know what God expects from us. God's Word is divinely inspired, and that's why it produces and promotes sanctification. But it also promotes sanctification because it is divinely profitable. Notice again 2 Timothy 3:16, where it says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable." Underline that word in your Bible. It is profitable, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. God's Word is profitable for doctrine in that it teaches us who God is and what God expects. When we're talking about doctrine, we simply are talking about teaching. And the Bible teaches us all that we need to know about God, who He is, what He expects, and how He works in our lives. Then the Word of God is divinely profitable for reproof. That means that it is the Word of God that convicts us of the sin in our lives. If you and I are not in the Word of God, we could continue to sin and never know it. But when we are in the Word of God is used by the Spirit of God to show us when we are going down the wrong path and going away from the Lord and living in sin. And so we can thank the Word, the Lord, that the Word of God does convict us of our sins. Then it tells us in 2 Timothy 3:16 that God's Word is profitable for correction. What does that mean? It means that when we have fallen into sin, it's the Word of God that will tell us how to overcome that sin and get right with God so that we might live for His honor and glory. We would never know how to correct our sinful situation apart from the Word of God. And that's why we need to be in it on a consistent basis. And then the Word of God is profitable for instruction. It says again, 2 Timothy 3:16, that it's profitable for instruction in righteousness. In other words, it's the Word of God that teaches us how to live to please God. You and I would never know how to live the righteous life apart from the Word of God. So God's Word produces salvation. Thus, it's very valuable. God's Word promotes sanctification. Thus, it is very valuable. And then thirdly, we see that God's Word perfects our service. Note verse 17 of 2 Timothy chapter 3. It says that the man of God, that's talking about the Christian, the man, the woman, the boy or girl who knows the Lord, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Yes, God's Word perfects service. Through the Word of God, we are thoroughly furnished. In other words, it is the Word of God that gives us everything that we need to live for the Lord and to serve the Lord. The more you and I spend time in the Word of God, the more we will get to know what God expects, and the more the Word of God will give us all that we need through the teaching and the instruction of the Holy Spirit through the Word of God, so that we might be able to live the kind of a life that is pleasing to the Lord. But then it tells us in 2 Timothy 3:17 that it is the Word of God that furnishes us unto all good works. In other words, it's the Word of God that leads us into the kind of a ministry that we should perform, and it's the Word of God that molds us into the kind of minister that we should be. And so how we can thank God for His Word? Truly, God's Word produces salvation. It promotes sanctification, and then it perfects service. I want to encourage you today, in light of the fact that the world is getting worse and worse and will continue to get worse as we draw closer to the return of Christ, I encourage you to make the Word of God the authority of your life. Read the Word of God, study the Word of God, obey the Word of God, and share the Word of God, and watch how it will work in your life as well as in the life of others. Well, thank you so very much for joining me today. I trust that you'll go to church today, a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. Visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. And until next week, from the studios of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen, even so come, Lord Jesus. Truly, the best is yet to come. God bless you, my dear friends.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet. I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.